Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Baba Bamba, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Ramble. There's transfer activity at Old Trafford. The Community Shield is nearly upon us and the Football League begins this weekend. Hi, gang. I'm Marcus, Luke, and Peter here.
All right, guys.
Oh, I forgot that Jim wasn't here this week.
He's at the Edinburgh Festival.
He's off doing his comedy, talking about a dog.
He's slinging the gags.
Jim haters rejoice.
There aren't many, to be honest.
No, there shouldn't be. There's not much to hate with Jim.
Well, it's like, you're the anchor, I'm the bell end.
You're the anchor, if anyone is, mate.
So it's basically, they either hit me or you, Luke, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They hate your wackiness or more of my forthrighted opinions.
Rightedness.
Yeah.
Well, I thought Williamness.
I'm sure you've got an opinion on those people, Luke. Why don't you give it now?
I've got an opinion on Jim.
Have you?
Yeah.
Come on. Well,
that's one for later. That's one for Patreon subscribers.
Yes. What about an opinion on the mighty Tottenham Hotspur? They've won a trophy. Beat Real Madrid. They beat Bayern Munich in Munich. That's never easy.
No,
it's never easy.
Get it in that cabinet.
Get it in the cabinet. Lucas Moura wrote on the socials saying, "Very happy to get my first trophy with this amazing club. The best way to start the season. We will work hard to keep building this winning mentality." He was criticised for that.
I think you could probably add that addendum onto any footballer's comment. But you know, the Audi Cup itself, the trophy itself, it looks a bit like a smaller Europa League trophy.
Nice.
With the Audi 4 rings around the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Yeah, it is quite a UEFA Cup Europa
I think
League, isn't it?
It's too spectacular for the level of cachet that it should hold.
It should be full of engine oil, I think.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
They should be proud. They should be happy. It's better to win a trophy than not win one, isn't it?
Of course, absolutely.
And as we know, between that one and the International Champions Cup, mm-hmm. I mean, they're the big ones.
They are the big ones.
And you need to get them under your belt, get it in the cabinet, start having the stadium tours right now.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Someone did reply to him saying, when's the parade, mate?
Did they? Yeah. Oh, that's some wag.
I tell you what, though.
Probably Jim Campbell.
It might well have been.
We can't sort of, like, these companies spend a lot of money. Who's to say what's more legitimate? Well, it's us. It's literally the public at large.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think the governing bodies of football.
Yeah.
UEFA, the
can't
FA
trust them
Cup.
As far
you're playing
as
the same
front.
Team the as you Cups. Would be playing in the Champions League. Mm-hmm. If you were going to give a Spurs fan the choice, would you want to lose in the final of the Champions League and then win the Audi Cup? They'd bite your hands off, I reckon.
What? So would you rather lose in the final of the Champions League or win the Audi Cup? Well, don't worry, they won both. They did both.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fair enough. That's a good point.
Start of last season. That's what they wanted.
Speaking of big ones, it's the big one this weekend as well.
It is the big one.
Jose Mourinho has been doing the rounds.
Community Shield, yeah. I don't know whether it's as important as it was.
Because Jose's no longer in the game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It was Liverpool v Man City. Actually, I think it's because it's those two sides. Mm. Bearing in mind what happened last season, and we're dragging that into the coming season, because I don't think too many people can see past those two for Premier League potential winners. So I think there is an extra little bit of spice. Having been to a few Community Shields, there is a slight pre-season feel to it sometimes. Mm. And some sides...
Sometimes it can really explode, though, can't it?
Yeah, it
sometimes
can.
Sometimes there'll be the odd sending off.
You can get some good ones, you're absolutely right. But sometimes, you know, there is a slight sort of... lackadaisical feel to it, understandably so.
I saw...
I think this time around, I think Liverpool will certainly think...
Well, they'll think of it as a marker this
time
around.
Exactly.
Because it's the two teams who are going to be gunning for it.
Yes.
I saw Portsmouth play Man United in the Community Shield in 2008, and it was shit.
Yeah.
did you think at the time, this will never happen again?
It went to penalties.
We'll never be involved
in
another
Community
Shield. Yeah, but
that's the thing. I went there because I thought, I'm never going to see this again.
Yeah, of course.
But we'll probably see Liverpool-Manchester City.
Yeah. Way before the end of it, Pete, I wanted to go home.
What was
and
the
indeed,
score?
I did leave. It was 0-0, and I think Man United won on penalty.
You think they won on penalty?
I think so, yeah.
So Portsmouth won what would it have been, the Charity Shield?
I know Portsmouth definitely didn't win it.
Okay, right.
Competitions like that need to go straight to penalties. You can't have extra time.
No, they do.
I think it did, to be fair.
Yeah, okay.
I think it did. It certainly does now.
It's one of those competitions that Newcastle haven't been in for about 25 years.
The Copa America goes straight to penalties these days. Or maybe before the semi-final or something.
I like it.
Yeah.
But the reason I suppose it is worthy of note is that it's to me, it signifies me getting excited for the new season.
Yeah.
So you sit down, it's still summer, it still feels like summer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As long as it's in August, I can accept it. I'm not accepting it in July. If it's in August, I'll sit down on a Sunday and I'll watch it and I'll feel like, right, okay, now the top flight is ready to start.
Yes.
And I would have already been annoyed by a Portsmouth defeat traditionally by then already. So it's done.
Yeah, well, that's
it's Shrew's first weekend, isn't it?
It is. But we're not talking about just the Football League just yet.
I'll talk about it. I want to talk about it.
No, because that's the main event.
Okay.
We've got to get this rubbish out of the way.
Can I let the people behind the curtains? We had a little bit of a debate earlier. Uh-huh. And it was a debate. It was perfectly civil about whether I'd put Spurs winning the Audi Cup in the running order or not. I've just found it. I did. Meanwhile, Spurs have won the prestigious Audi Cup.
Why are you doing this on the show?
Just telling you. Because Liverpool played last night, didn't they?
They did. They beat Lyon 3-1. About time they got a pre-season victory. It's not been very good. Harry Wilson with a beauty.
Does anyone mind if I pick on a 22-year-old?
Go on.
I was annoyed with him.
Why?
Never started a game for Liverpool in the league, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think has he started a game for them full stop?
Oh, I don't know. It would certainly be very limited figures if he did.
He might start a game.
I think he might
have
started or played one game competitively for Liverpool.
And that's his fault, is it?
No, not at all.
All right.
Allow me to finish. He's 22.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's still young. Uh-huh. But if you're going to score a goal like that in a pre-season friendly, even though it's a pre-season friendly,
have a little smile.
Celebrate it, because he's not scored one yet.
He did look a bit like, I don't know if he was like trying to be too cool for school or he just thought to himself, I hate scoring goals. I really wish that cannoned off the bar.
He's just come out of school. So,
if this show is not a vehicle for some men in their midlife crisis, late 30s, having a go at young,
what they should do on the pitch,
then I don't want to be a part of it.
They're just bling footballers with their cars.
What are they,
buying
Pete?
Houses for their mums.
What are they, Pete?
Hateful human beings.
They're all just headphones.
They're all just headphones. You know, the cost of everything, the price of nothing.
Yeah. There was a proper own goal in that game as well. But Harry Wilson's goal, if you haven't seen it, feast your eyes upon the smash that went in the top corner.
It was a lovely one.
It was an absolute peach. But yeah, Liverpool, they were well beaten by Napoli 3-0 in a friendly in Edinburgh at the National Rugby Stadium, which is a strange kind of affair.
What a sentence.
Yeah. But very underwhelming preseason. Klopp was a little bit concerned, but he won't be hugely concerned. I wouldn't have thought. It is only preseason.
They need bodies, though. Surely they need more people.
Well, they've got players not coming back from...
Mane and Salah probably need new bodies.
Well, yeah, exactly. As I said, I don't think Liverpool are going to be very good in the first month of the season because their forward line are exhausted.
Knackered. Well,
imagine.
Firmino as well has had a summer tour.
But
he
scored it last night.
He did.
He played and scored last night.
Yeah, true enough. I mean, I suppose we say that they've had summer tournaments off the back of the World Cup last time. You know, they didn't struggle too much.
It is. I mean, the transfer window is still open and there's still some stuff to happen. I said this time last year and I was proven completely wrong. And that's obviously fine. I don't think any team will come near Man City this year.
No,
I don't think Liverpool will maintain
it.
Not
even with Adam Lallana back in the Liverpool squad.
That changes things for me.
It does a bit.
Yeah. There were certain times in last season where Liverpool were lucky with, not necessarily injuries, but players coming to the form at the right time. And
that's
I don't think that's going to happen again this season.
Yeah, Liverpool have only signed a couple of players and very young players. That Harvey Elliott, who left Fulham 16 years old. He was the youngest player to play in the Prem last season. And 17-year-old Sepp van der Berg from Zvolle. So they, two very young signings. I mean, they're not exactly going to come in and fit in.
He's also been in a bit of trouble, hasn't he, this week, Harvey Elliott, for posting a video.
It was from the Champions League final.
Yeah, he refers to Harry Kane in quite a derogatory fashion.
Yeah.
And does an impression of him.
It's not nice for you.
I mean, if you're 16 and you've just signed for Liverpool and your first news story is that you have is literally headlined.
Someone's
Liverpool youngster apologises for offensive video. It's not the best start, but he is only 16. So you've got to be a little bit careful.
It was just a derogatory impression
of Harry Kane.
He used a word I wouldn't use on this show.
Okie doke.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the words he did use that I would use on the show. Fucking. He used that.
Steady.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah, he said that.
My giddy aunt.
Steady.
Yeah. Manchester City, they've made a couple of signings. They got them done pretty early on. Rodri from Atleti, he looks tasty.
Yeah, I like him.
He does look decent.
Yeah.
One of those players that Guardiola will probably turn into an absolute world beater. I mean, he's already got the tools as well.
Probably turn him into a centre-back.
And of course, Angelino came back from PSV. He's a fullback, and you know, Pep can't help himself.
You can never have enough, can you?
No.
Never have enough. He's like a bloke who's really into Star Wars and has got a room in his house full of those figurines. Yeah. So they're just left, they're just fullbacks.
You've got
pops.
A load of Darth Vaders. Yeah. I know, but this one, it was on offer.
Yeah.
You've got a room full of Funko Pops, every single possible flavour of Funko Pops.
I bet you collected Pogs back in the day, Pete.
Nah.
Bit
young for me. I was probably a bit old for that.
What did you collect?
Push Pops.
Diseases.
Oh, yeah. Asthma.
Yeah.
Chest infections.
Hereditary congenital defects.
Yeah.
Asthma.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just a few things there.
Speaking of Rodri.
Yes.
I don't know if we mentioned this a week or two ago, but it probably bears repeating. If you were really sort of striving and straining for a reason that Man City weren't going to be brilliant last season, which of course they were, the two areas you were looking at were like, well, if they lose their keeper, that affects them in a big way.
Yeah.
But if they lose Fernandinho for a long period, that affects them because Gundogan's not the same kind of player and Stones couldn't really deal with the ball in those tight spaces.
And De Bruyne, who has played in there, was injured
exactly.
for a bit.
But Rodri looks like he's an ample deputy in that position.
Definitely.
And he's taller and rangier and he can play a slightly different way.
And he can play in different styles because he played... Not the whole time, but he played at Atleti.
He can play in a lounge style.
In
he can
lounge
play in
style.
A jazz style.
He can play in a down in the trenches style.
Can he do a rumba?
I'd imagine so.
Can he do a quick step?
Yeah.
He can do a quick step, definitely. He's got good
Cha-cha slide?
Cha-cha slide.
Yeah, well, he'll learn the dubstep when he comes to England, you'd imagine.
Blubstep.
Yes, exactly. Not the only club in Manchester that's been in the transfer market, of course. Manchester United. Who face Milan in the International Champions Cup in Cardiff this Saturday, kicking off at 5:36 on the dot.
Talk to us about that.
That's got to be a sponsor or something.
It has
that's got to be a.
It's not a typo, no.
No, that's. I just checked it on a couple of outlets,
right.
And that's good enough for me.
I'm not trusting your internet searching.
Sky outlet? Sports was one.
What outlet? Never heard of them.
And was it the BBC? I can't remember. They're reputable, I believe.
Okay,
some of our listeners may have heard of them.
Because you weren't checking on like Breitbart or whatever.
No. Pornhub.
Yeah, so 5:36, look forward to that. Don't be late. But if Manchester United can win by a 3-goal margin, they will win the International Champions Cup. It's a very strange tournament.
It's a household name.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's, what is there, 12 teams in it?
Every child
dreams.
And
you play three games, I think, or four, three or four games. Yeah. So you don't play, it's a league format, yet you only play a half or even less than half the teams. It's an odd one.
I feel a bit of a fraud on this front because I think if people are listening now and they're listening for me to give them insight on pre-season friendly tournaments, yeah. turn it off and go outside.
Because I don't have any clue.
I cannot muster the enthusiasm. It's like deep within me. I cannot muster the enthusiasm. It's not in my DNA to go heavy on club football in July. I just can't do it. I know it's the 1st of August now, so maybe I'll start now. So I'll definitely watch the game on Saturday.
Or Sunday's the Community Shield.
No, but the Champions Cup's on Saturday.
Oh, of course,
the game you're talking about. And then the Community Shield after that on the Sunday. So, but I don't know. I mean, it's essentially just a way of them garnering more overseas fans, isn't it? And taking the teams out of it. But generally, they've played in the US or the Far East or whatever. Cardiff, fine, but you know what I mean. So it is a strange tournament. I completely agree.
Yeah. Do you fancy Man United for it, though? Can they get a 3-goal
Well, do you think if Man United batter them, Inter will be much more likely to do business with them?
Yeah, if they do a favour for
Look, we're beating them 6-0.
We beat
Give
your
us
rival.
Dybala. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's an interesting one. So, according to reports, Manchester United and Juventus have agreed in principle.
Of course, Dybala obviously plays for Juventus, but you know what I mean.
I knew exactly what you mean, mate. In principle, a swap deal involving Lukaku and Dybala, and apparently it's hinging on Dybala agreeing terms with Man United.
But swap deals are so difficult nowadays.
They're a strange one. But then there are reports that Inter are trying to hijack this deal. And they're trying to, because Inter really wanted Lukaku.
Right.
That's the business we're talking about, right?
Yes,
the Lukaku deal from Man United to Inter, which has been talked about a lot.
But it doesn't seem to be happening. I mean, James Horncastle was saying on the Continent that Antonio Conte was just a bit dejected before the season had even started, saying, well, we haven't got our man, we haven't really done much what I wanted to do.
Well, but Lukaku isn't wedded to Inter, though. He wants to move to Italy. He's obviously he's doing a lot of interviews at Italian television.
Sure. Well, yeah, so he's now they're now talking with Juventus because they can get Dybala, but then Inter are trying to say to Juventus, well, if we give you Mauro Icardi, will you know they're trying to do some sort of deal there.
Well,
to
there's also been talk
we'll
of
maybe you give us Dybala or something like that.
There's also been talk of Spurs wanting Dybala as well.
Dybala is a man in demand.
Demander. At his very peak, he's obviously a world class player. I mean, excited to see him in the Premier League. If he can get to that level, that'd be fantastic.
Well, he would fit in Solskjaer's system nicely.
Both Antonio Conte and Mauricio Pochettino are fuming this week about transfers, aren't they?
Pochettino was some interesting a bit upset,
stuff,
wasn't
he? Yeah. There's obviously a method to his madness, but I was led to believe that he was actually on the transfer panel at Spurs. So I don't know why maybe he's just been outvoted about something or whatever. But
he doesn't host the panel, though.
Yeah,
that's very much Levy.
He gives the panel.
What about Bruno Fernandes? Manchester United have apparently agreed in principle with Sporting to buy him. I mean, I know all this principle stuff, and by the end of the podcast, they may well have signed him. The deal may be off, so we're going on the information as live. But if they get Bruno Fernandes, I was talking him up massively last time around, saying that is the type of player that could change the whole atmosphere at the club, the way they play. He's that important. I think I was saying that Wan-Bissaka is a great signing, and he's obviously really good fullback and has got a lot of potential. But Bruno Fernandes, you know, that is a player who can drag a team up by its boot laces.
Presumably, he can make the step up from the Portuguese league.
Well, we saw him play, didn't we? And he was a step above everyone else.
Amazing. And that's obviously a well trodden path, isn't it, from Sporting to Man United? It's that kind of ramifications there.
Bebe.
Yeah, with Bebe.
No, did he come from Sporting?
Nani?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Bebe's not the bar.
I don't think... did Bebe come from... I'll check.
Yeah, I think he went... Did he go from Manchester United to Sporting, maybe? Yeah. Perhaps we should have started with Cristiano Ronaldo.
he came from Vitória Guimarães.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo definitely did, though. And that's what I meant.
All right, bruv.
Yeah.
But Manchester United, they're still in for Harry Maguire. Apparently, they're going to stump up the £80 million. Because Sterling is a bit weaker, so they want a bit more. But yeah, if Maguire goes, then reports are saying that Leicester City will go after James Tarkowski of Burnley, which would be a good replacement.
Well, they were linked with the Brighton defender, weren't they, as well?
Or Duffy.
For a bit, yeah. Or Duffy or Dunk, one or two. Duncan Duffy. One player.
You've got to get both. They come as a pair. So if they go after Tarkowski, that would be a good replacement for Maguire. But then if that happens, Burnley may look to replace Tarkowski with Gary Cahill. So won't someone think of Cahill?
Well, Marcus... someone just start making moves, because just things are going very slowly.
They'll transfer dominoes.
Are people just waiting for the pound to completely tank before they start making it?
There's a bottleneck.
Yeah.
Well, presumably they want the pound to be strong, not weak.
Well, no, but I'm just sort of thinking if your money is somewhere else in the world, if all your funds are held somewhere else.
Oh, that's what you mean.
And
true.
You're paying a GBP.
But all these deals are within England. So
Can we categorise Maguire to United, Tarkowski to Leicester, Cahill to Burnley as a Marcus Wicked Whisper?
Very much a Wicked Whisper, which is available in most of the press outlets that anybody
can I call
can
it
read.
The Unholy Triforce?
Yeah. Well, Cahill, is he still contracted at Chelsea? I should have really looked at that, because I wanted him to go to Fulham halfway through the season, and obviously Cahill looked at it and thought, I still think of myself as a Premier League player and I don't fancy going down to the Championship. I think Cahill's still got a bit to offer.
I think he's a free agent now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he should just go to Burnley anyway.
I'm sure I'll go somewhere. Yeah, there was talk of Fulham, but didn't he turn it down?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
I think, yeah, okay, right.
Understandably.
You can't imagine him not playing somewhere, though.
Yeah, you'd expect that, wouldn't you? Mm. Speaking of Burnley, Tom Heaton's moved.
It's happened.
Aston Villa.
Mixed emotions.
Well, Aston Villa obviously thought to themselves, we want a top-class goalkeeper who's a bloody good egg as well.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, look no further than Tommy Heaton. He signed. Villa have made about 12 signings this summer as well.
Have people been talking about Fulham making that many signings last summer and it all going a bit wrong?
Yeah, there are sort of shades of that, maybe. I hope not for Villa, because for the sake of their fans, you'd think to themselves, you know, get back in the league and surely re-establish yourself. It'd be nice to see Jack Grealish as well flaunting his stuff. Tyrone Mings has been a big signing for Villa. I think that could be a good one. There's a fair few. The Egyptian Trezeguet, wonderfully named Trezeguet, is in there. And Douglas from Man City looks a decent young player. He's not had much time at Man City because he's not absolutely brilliant.
Pep Guardiola said the other day that Phil Foden's the best young player he's ever seen. It's like, well, play him then.
Yeah, but Guardiola always says stuff like that, doesn't he? He's so gushing at times. The amount of praise he heaps on it, it's a bit like that art teacher Marge Simpson had in the Simpsons, if you ever saw that one. But if you compliment Guardiola, he's like, be careful, I don't take praise very well.
He does, you know? he does love football and footballers. Anwar El Ghazi, what do I ask for his haircut? Because that's the haircut I always want, and I always come out with the same undercut, and I have done for the last 5 years.
Is that the one you're after?
Yeah, it's got a nice little kind of like a cool like fade with a cut down the side.
Maybe you haven't got the head shape.
Well, he'll have to. I mean, I'm sure there'll be plenty of barbers in Birmingham that will be able to satisfy his needs. So maybe give it a few months.
Okay,
see what he's doing there. See what's happening. Find out where he is.
You sound that you want a Jack Grealish.
No, I've got a Jack Grealish. Yeah. I want an El Ghazi.
Oh, see what you mean? Okay, right. Pep Guardiola says, this is like a direct quote, the most talented player he's seen in his career as player and manager, but he added, his only problem is sometimes his manager doesn't put him in the starting 11.
Well,
hopefully in the future that can improve.
Oh,
about himself.
It's very strange. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go for a quick ad break, and after which we'll talk about the Football League.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's no doubt what I have done on Saturday after the game is disgusting.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble, everybody. Now then, from Monday, 5th of August, the Football Ramble will become Football Ramble Daily. Oh yeah! A new podcast every Monday to Saturday, including your usual rambles and some exciting new faces as well. Jules Breach, Andy Brassel, Jonathan Wilson, James Horncastle, etc. Exciting stuff, I'm sure you agree. Make sure you subscribe to the Ramble feed to ensure you never miss an episode. So Football Ramble Daily will start on the 5th of August.
That's this Monday.
Any shows that have happened before that are not Football Ramble Daily. Yeah. Football Ramble Daily starts on the 5th of August.
We've got the mic covers and everything.
Damn right we have.
Look forward to that.
Let's have some emails with PED. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet.
Not the bees! Ah! You've got mail.
Bad bees!
Hello to, I've got the name for this one because the email address didn't make it very clear, but hi Ramblers, just a thought, why isn't the email section renamed to B-mails?
We've missed a trick there. Are you changing it for this season?
I don't know, I'll figure it out. Duezi has got in touch as well, just in case you guys missed it, less of the beatitude. Duezi says, just in case you guys missed it, Patrice Evra told a story about putting chicken in his shoes during games. What is that man's obsession with chicken? Basically, back in the day, apparently an old wives tale, to improve like injuries and to pack out your boots, you just put a chicken fillet into your shoe when you play football. And apparently that's what he did before he got signed for Manchester United.
So it gives a bit of protection, is it?
I guess so, yeah. Because I guess football boots these days are quite flimsy. It probably would provide a little bit of protection, though might get you someone out. I don't know.
It depends. Yeah, maybe cook it beforehand.
That would make it too bouncy.
I'll put something out there. I think if you put a raw chicken breast in your football boot and you play 90 minutes,
squidgy. Yeah.
I think there's a good chance you'll cook it.
You'll cook it, yeah.
I think there's so much heat applied to it,
yeah.
I reckon it might cook. Can we do an experiment?
Well, Pete can.
It'd be so squidgy.
Yeah, I think there's too much moisture.
Is this Patrice Evra trying to remove SEO style? Remember when Boris did that about the wine boxes, to try and gain the Google SEO proper, Bannon tactics. Gain the SEO, get rid of the NHS bus, Brexit bus promise. I think this is him just trying to get rid of him, images of him kissing a chicken.
Yeah, it could be. I think, though, that you're right about the whole salmonella thing. Therefore, use maybe steak, because you can pretty much eat that raw, can't you?
Good point.
That'd be a better option.
And also, you could just keep it in the fridge and just spoon out as much as you want, like steak tartare in there.
This is maybe disgusting.
Spoon it out!
It's not disgusting, it's delicious.
It's strange at best.
We once played a ramble match where I'd eaten a lot of steak tartare before.
You didn't put it in your boots?
No. It was on the floor by the end of it. I felt disgusted. Lewis, hi guys, I've emailed you a few times about this now and you're a Daily Show. It's about time you gave it some fucking coverage.
Well, it's not daily. On the 5th of August it'll be daily.
Marco Silva is the splitting image of Colin Farrell. And yes, he did say splitting. And I don't think he is the splitting or spitting image of
Colin
Farrell.
Why do people say splitting image?
Yeah.
Is it like splitting of the egg? Splitting.
It's like when they say Pacific when they mean specific.
Yeah.
And Peschetti instead of spaghetti.
Or cappuccino? No, not cappuccino. What is it? What do I drink?
Espresso.
An espresso.
Yeah. What do I drink? That's what it's like to be done.
Propeller when they mean speller.
You had one earlier on, but I can't remember what it was, Spelzy. So watch out.
Get you later.
I'll get you later. Shortthefootballramble.com if you'd like to say hello.
If you think Marco Silva is the splitting image of Colin Farrell, get in touch. I can't see it myself. I mean, they've got similar kind of head shape, I suppose.
I mean, they're in the sort of same realm. But
it's a huge disservice to Colin Farrell, that.
I think so.
Yeah.
No, I think
anyway.
So. Anyway. The Football League kicks off this weekend. Mm. Actual football. Proper football. Mm. If you're not counting the qualifying rounds for the
Why do they call
League
it proper football? Is it like because the other stuff isn't, the Premier League isn't proper football?
Well, no, I wasn't suggesting Premier League. I was suggesting football that a lot of people
Competitive football. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not counting the International Champions Cup, not counting the qualifiers for the Champions League and the Europa League, not counting the Scottish League Cup as well, which of course was the actual kickoff of the British season. But the Football League's kicking off, and we've got a good fixture to kick off the Football League. Luton Town versus Middlesbrough is the first fixture on the Friday night. Jonathan Woodgate's first stint as manager. Woodgate, I mean, he said recently, and I've no doubt these quotes won't be repeated in a few months by us, I think I will be a success. I would be excited if I was a Middlesbrough fan right now. This is a good time to support Middlesbrough at the minute.
Yeah.
Big words from Woody.
But I think, from a big man.
I think I'm going to reluctantly not take the piss out of him.
No, I think we...
Because... He first of all needs to make sure he doesn't stomp up and down the touchline too strenuously, because he will tear his thigh muscles to bits again.
That is a fair point.
But you have to big yourself up. He's coming into a situation where they just missed out on the playoffs last season. Mm-hmm. Tony Pulis, the big name manager, is gone.
Yep.
He's a guy who's well liked there, as far as I know, and he needs to get him off on the right foot. So he wants to inject a bit of Boris Johnson-esque optimism.
Oh, blimey. You've ruined it for me there.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
He worked under Pulis, of course.
Yeah.
Played at the club. I mean, Pete, you must be a Woodgate fan for what he did at Newcastle United.
I thought it probably one of the best Newcastle, certainly top five defenders I ever saw in a Newcastle shirt. And we've had some stinkers, admittedly.
Peacock. Bramble.
Albert.
Albert, of course.
Albert, yeah.
Yeah, Albert. Did he not go from
what
you?
I like about
Boom
Fabian,
song.
What I like about Fabian Schär is he does those kind of like runs like Albert. He just absolutely...
I really like Schär. I've liked him for years. I think he's really good.
He's decent. Did Woodgate go from Newcastle to Real Madrid?
Mm.
Yeah, he did.
That's massively. The well-trodden path.
Uh-huh. Benitez did it the wrong way around, of course.
Yeah.
And now he's in China. But Woodgate is still in the northeast. I'm really looking forward to seeing what he can do there. We got this kind of younger former players, you know, recently retired coming through. You know, Lampard obviously being one.
This generation, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, but Woodgate as well. I really hope he does well there. But what about Luton? I almost did a double take and I was like, Luton in the Championship? But of course they are, because back-to-back promotions. But 6 years ago, they were preparing for a season outside the Football League. They have done remarkably well. As I say, back-to-back promotions. And Graham Jones is a sort of newish manager. I think he took the job in February, but obviously waited until the...
Yeah, it's a really interesting situation because Mick Harford, who absolutely killed it with Luton last season... got them promoted, but was caretaker and stepped down, and now Graham Jones has stepped in. And the only reason Mick Harford was there in the first place is because Nathan Jones, who went to Stoke, left. So it's actually quite difficult to ascertain how good Luton are going to be this season.
I know what you mean, yeah. Well, I again, Jones is another one, you know, who you think, what can he do? I mean, he's still fairly youngish, but he's not had too much experience, if any, as a number one. He's been more in the backroom staff because Roberto Martinez, he was in that backroom staff for many years, including at Belgium. He was actually he gave an interview recently. He talked about his time working at Belgium, did really well there. Mm. Worked with West Brom last season.
He was with Darren Moore, wasn't he?
That's right, yeah. So, again, what will he be able to come up with at Luton? As you say, look, it's an interesting situation.
It's a big step up because they haven't been in the Championship for a while.
Newly promoted side and all that kind of stuff. But on that theme of managers who are a little bit untested, Scott Parker at Fulham, they're away to Barnsley. What's he going to do?
They're all coming back, aren't they? Enjoyable.
Yeah.
That generation.
Does it feel like the fourth sequel in like a horror movie kind of franchise?
No, it's like...
this time they're managers.
It's like the Black Widow film. You're like, who asked for that?
Yeah. They're back and this time they're making decisions.
Andre Schürrle is not going to be there because he's gone back to Dortmund. Well, Spartak.
What a wonderful cameo.
I know.
Yeah, that never has a signing been so... exciting yet so disappointing.
Oh, that goal away to Burnley in the 3-2 loss.
Didn't matter. Exactly.
Apart from Jonathan Woodgate at Real.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was loved by the fans, though, because he tried bloody hard, he did.
For nine matches.
Yeah.
Indeed, yeah. I'm hoping Anthony Knockout, though, can do the business.
That's a good signing, yeah.
We did talk about that. Fulham have largely kept most of the squad that they had last season.
I thought it was going to be a bit of a Faisal, but I think they've done really well to keep on.
They've done okay. Seri's gone on loan, I forget where. But I mean, to be honest with you, obviously he's a really good player. But with Seri, it was a funny one because when he went to Fulham, he could have gone to a bigger club. But obviously they probably threw money at him. He wanted to be in the Premier League, so he came.
He's gone to Galatasaray.
Yeah, so I mean, okay, so they're a big side.
With Barbel.
Yeah, Barbel, maybe that was maybe the man who said, get yourself over here. It's a lovely old time. So, I think Fulham will be okay, but it's all about Scott Parker, really. Talking about young managers, Cardiff still have Neil Warnock. And he said that this will definitely be his last season.
He said that so many times.
We've heard that before, the Warlock.
I know.
He's working on an elixir now.
If they get promoted, surely he'll have another swing at the Prem, won't he?
He wouldn't. I mean, you wouldn't be able not to. I mean, he said he doesn't like it, but he I mean, you would surely want to have another go at it.
Yeah, but...
First 3 months of the season, he loves. He's always got a smile on his face. Oh, it's nice to be here, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, and then he's like, we might survive. I'll have another season of this. Oh, no.
Exactly. I think it's all about his energy, isn't it? Because, you know, he's obviously long in the tooth now, but he loves it. He loves being a manager. There's that sort of man about town. He'll manage a kind of a local Sunday side or something if he does drop out of professional management. Mm. But he is... Yeah, he likes to play mine host. doesn't he? And and I think that, you know, what was that thing he said when he was QPR manager, was it? When
I think we're better off out of it, thank you.
He said something about, oh, isn't it great to lose 4-0 in the Premier League rather than win 2-1 in the Championship or something like that.
Yeah. You know, so it's what he said to his players after they got beaten. He said, I'm having a great time. Yeah.
He was having a lovely time.
But he also looks across the pond and realises that he's younger than Donald Trump. He's younger than Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. He's still got many years in the tank.
I would argue. Yeah. Warnock for PM. I would fall
and
short.
And we're going to probably going to be, you'd wonder if we're going to struggle this season. So it might be a nice away start for Cardiff.
Well, the way Warnock will turn up with his boys, they should act like the bigger boys. And they like to play a bit of rough and tumble.
Huddersfield Derby's the big game of the weekend, isn't it?
It is a big one. Philip Cocu in the Derby hot seat.
Yeah. How hot is that seat, do you think?
I think it's sizzling after Frank Lampard.
Give me a gas mark.
It's just a 220. It's good
enough.
It's
not a gas mark?
Oh, gas mark 7 then.
All right.
Yeah, I'll have 7 as well.
7.
That's quite hot. That's quite hot though, isn't it? Gas mark 5 is standard, isn't it?
I think it only goes up to 9.
Well, bearing in mind, they lost out in the playoffs. Mm. Lampard's there, so it's a big job. Mm. A Philip Cocu...
But you're thinking about Frank de Boer, aren't you?
Yeah, basically. Do you know what
everyone's
I am?
Doing the same. Yeah, everyone's doing the same thing.
I'm not thinking about Frank Rijkaard at Barcelona. No. I'm thinking about.
No.
I think it's an interesting one.
Give him a chance.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a good setup at Derby. We know this. They've lost, Mason Mount and. Was it Harry Wilson?
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah. We talked about him a second ago.
Yeah. In League One, Pompey away to the Shrews.
Yeah, we lost our best player, probably about to lose our second best player, but we have signed some players, Portsmouth. Mm-hmm. So,
who have they lost? Because lost I don't know who your best players
Matt
are.
Matt Clark. He went to Brighton, He's the best centre-back in League One last season.
Brett Pittman?
No, he's still there. Jamal Lowe is the one that everyone's worried about. He's been linked with him. No, he's actually been linked with Middlesbrough.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's going to go. The people are fearful that he is because Portsmouth just saw another attacking wide player. I suppose people are putting two and two together and saying, well, that means that Jamal Lowe is going to go then. But we'll see. Forest. But the Shrewsbury weren't very good last season, so they've got a good chance of winning.
It all kicks off on Friday with Forest versus West Brom. Oh, Forest, could they?
On Friday?
Friday is Middlesbrough-Luton.
Luton-Middlesbrough.
Oh, when's, was that Saturday? I thought Friday night was...
That's the other televised game, I think.
Well, is it happening or isn't it? West Brom versus Forest.
But the Football League kicks off.
Forest-West Brom is the Saturday night game.
Oh,
but there's a Friday night game.
Oh, is there? Right, okay. Sorry, I thought it was kicking off Sunday. There we go.
In League Two, Salford City begin life in the Football League against Stevenage. Salford City.
Are they a controversial one among non-league fans for all the money that's washing about?
I believe so.
When I had a little interview with Gary Neville once upon a time, I said to him, and this is when Salford City was a few years ago, they were firmly in non-league. I said, he talked about being enjoying the punditry and all. And I said, what if Salford City start coming up through the ranks and you have to do a bit of punditry on them? And he looked a bit sort of, oh, like he hadn't thought of that. Mm. He's like, oh yeah, what if I had to? And I'm thinking, Gary, you've got a choice.
You're here
to
now, aren't
asking
we?
The big questions that other people are scared to ask.
I asked, the interview was over straight after that. But if they draw Man United in the cup, something like that. Mm. Conflict of interest there.
Is it a conflict of interest?
No, they want Salford to win. Well, it will be interesting. They will get booed a lot, I think, won't they? Because I think, I'd imagine in non-league, they probably got a bit of stick there. But if they start creeping up the leagues, what's going to happen, PT?
They'll get promoted.
They'll beat Portsmouth in the playoff final, actually. That's what happens.
They'll knock out Newcastle in a third round tie.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
Brighton, they've got all that ahead of them. All that joy ahead of them.
Indeed they do. All right, let's have a quick break. And after which, we're going to talk about Cristiano Ronaldo.
Ball's coming in the box now. What a save. Speroni.
All right, jabronis.
I like that. I bet you look good in the dance floor playing in the background for that. Gives you another bit of je ne sais quoi.
Beautiful. We've got a Patreon, guys. We've made a Patreon to provide you with some exclusive Ramble content to help us to continue to put out the shows that you love, the Ramble Daily and stuff like that. But we're giving you unfettered access to something we are calling, and I guess technically what Discord are calling, the Ramble Discord. We are having so much fun over there. Yeah. There's games, there's chat about wrestling and music and films and all kinds of lovely stuff. So if you would like to get involved, have a slice of me, have a slice of Marcus, have a slice of Luke and Jim, head on over to patreon.com/footballramble. Daily. There's so much stuff, so many different tiers you can get involved with. There's Q&As. You can have your WhatsApp voice note played out on the show. You can introduce Football Ramble Dailies. There are so many fantastic fantastic opportunities, and it all starts at patreon.com/footballramble daily.
On the Discord, just to give people a flavour,
okay,
there's 18 people online at the moment. I can see the chat on TV, music, gaming, wrestling, fantasy football, Pete's paddling pool of nonsense, Pete's corner, serious football chat, fun football chat, show discussion. Everyone's chatting away. If you saw that picture doing the rounds of Carlos Valderrama with straightened hair the other day, that was all over the Discord.
Oh yeah,
it's the kind of stuff you can chat about.
Going off, guys. Yeah.
There's also an accompanying Spotify playlist for Discorders now. There's all sorts going on.
And everyone's very nice as well.
It's a really nice place, actually. A lovely corner of the internet. There's been no negativity so far.
No, just me.
Even in the TV thread, but one of our valued Discorders posted a spoiler without using the spoiler function. No one mind.
What was the TV show about? What was the TV show?
It was about Game of Thrones.
Oh, come on.
It's the same.
I just don't want to know what's happened to the dragon.
I don't know. I've seen it all.
The dragon did a loop-de-loop. I said before. There's blood in it, mummy.
I said before, put your dragon away.
patreon.com/footballramble daily. Get involved.
Oh, get involved.
Trev.
Get involved, Trev. We were going to talk about Cristiano Ronaldo, didn't I?
Do you want me to do it?
Go on then.
This is a good one. Cristiano Ronaldo was contracted. This is quite problematic, I think, in itself.
I like it.
End of the wedge. Was contracted to play 45 minutes against K-League team in Korea, All-Stars. But he stayed on the subs bench for the entire game, and angry South Korean football fans are now seeking compensation. Mm-hmm. 70,000 won, which is about 50 quid, I think, was the ticket price. They want 1,000 won for the ticket commission fee, because that's what always gets you, the little admin fee.
Yeah.
And they're also asking for 1 million won compensation for mental anguish. What do you think about that?
I've got a bit of one in my cupboard.
That's £694 each they want for mental anguish. That's how much. Cristiano Ronaldo will be fuming that he's only worth that much.
I think if you're going to take the dollar, if you're going to go around the world visiting, I'm not saying Korea, but certainly when people were playing in Beijing and places like that, you know, going to places with, you know, rather strange human rights records, and taking the coin, you better play your players, all right? Because that's what people are paying for.
Sorry, Marcus, the organiser actually broke down in tears talking about it. He was so upset, and he said, she said, when I went to argue with Pavel Nedved, all he said was, I also wish Ronaldo played, but he doesn't want to. Sorry, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah. It's not good, is it? I like the fact that the fans, despite their mental anguish, started chanting the name of Lionel Messi to annoy Ronaldo.
that's the only arrow you've got left in your quiver. Right, use it.
I'm coming on. I'm going to score. He obviously didn't hear what they were saying.
What do you think about it? Because presumably the argument would just be, well, look, you paid to come and see Juventus. You didn't come to pay to see Cristiano Ronaldo.
All of the posters will have involved Cristiano Ronaldo.
But we went to Barcelona to watch a Champions League game, and Messi was on the bench the whole game.
But it's one
of those things, right?
But if he was contracted.
But I don't know if it should be the case, though. I don't know if that should be allowed, is what I'm saying.
Well,
he could have just had an injury, I guess, and didn't want to play or whatever. But
I mean, of course, if Juventus turn up and he doesn't play, it is a bit annoying. I understand that. And perhaps Juventus, if they want to be this global team, which they are, but not as much as Barcelona, Real Madrid, Manchester United, maybe Arsenal as well, and maybe Man City at the moment.
Tell that to Aaron Ramsey.
Well, but they need to play the game slightly better. Perhaps because they've angered a lot of people there. So at least Ronaldo could have, I don't know, gone round and sort of waved.
Done some free kicks.
Done a little lap of honour, something like that. I don't know, from not playing.
As I said on the Discord, if you're going to date your little clown car over there, you get your clowns out of that clown car. And show off. Little dance.
That's the problem, isn't it? Because friendlies have now gone from being a preparation for the season to a commercial enterprise. Yeah. And there's a big grey area now.
So then, therefore, if you have got a player that's travelling, you need them on the pitch to play.
No, but the problem is they've not agreed to. The game isn't billed as All-Stars versus Cristiano Ronaldo and Juventus. It's not like a band. It's not like Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. It's a team. So if the manager doesn't want to pick
it, first band in your brain.
It's the first thing I can think of with the nomenclature that I needed.
Tommy Knock on the Radioheads.
Yes, exactly.
I guarantee that Cristiano Ronaldo would have been front and centre on that goddamn poster.
Well, and the reason is because the contract, according to Robin Chang, the CEO, said that the contract stipulated that Ronaldo appear for 45 minutes.
Right.
Well, there you go. Therefore, they would have probably ramped up the marketing even more.
But 45 minutes of what?
I gave you 90 minutes sitting on the bench.
I've done 90 minutes of sitting here. I've even picked my nose a couple of times.
It's a contractual breach. It's a Jules breach, guys.
It is a Jules breach.
Football Ramble Daily.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all a bit of a shame, isn't it? Yeah. It's modern football for you.
In more joyous news, did you see Pedro's goal?
Oh, my goodness. What a beauty.
talk the listeners through it if they haven't seen it, Mark.
Ross Barkley was sort of on the corner of the box and flighted in a lovely ball to Pedro. He could have probably chested it down, maybe even a diving header. So he had a few options.
It was a bit behind him, wasn't it, though?
Well, because the way he ran, though, he could have. I think he wanted it to
be a little
bit behind
him. I've seen Pete Donaldson
to
run past the ball like that, but it's not the same outcome.
No.
Pedro's Sprint confidence ankle. Level is different to Pete's confidence level.
You know, they both got the same name.
Indeed.
And skill base.
Okay.
Skill set.
We'll let you have
and
that.
And their wispy moustache.
Pedro kind of, with his back to goal, flicks it with his foot, like almost like a back heel in the air.
Top corner as well. Keep up now. What's going on?
Do you know what? I think I really want Ross Barkley to play a bigger part for Chelsea this season. I think he's got it. He just needs to stop dilly-dallying a bit, but giving a bit more of a
chance. Is this an emotional appeal to Frank Lampard?
It is, yeah.
You've got a transfer ban.
If it's going to work against anyone, it's going to be Frank Lampard, isn't it? Yeah. But I do fear that the music playing in Marcus's head. The first band that Marcus will come up with is Frank Skinner and David Baddiel and the Lightning Seeds. That's always the band that's in his head playing.
Sometimes it's Oasis.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought you were going to say
what's good for Premier League football is great for England.
Yeah, well, it's the England band, as you
England,
say.
Yeah, that's
I thought that's what you were going to say. The band in mind is the England band.
Sorry, that was too tuneful. It's.
Peter, I'm going to have to defend the band again. That's nasty. They are tuneful.
The band.
If you find them annoying, that's
no,
fine.
No, they seem to play everything in a minor key. They're disgusting.
Do you know?
That's how I sing in a minor key. That's what
do you know any of them?
No.
Okay, all right.
Never even met them.
Do you drink with them?
No.
Same political forums?
I only drink.
same gamer discussions?
All that.
Are they on the Discord?
Get the England band on the Discord.
Well, no, I just think you're being a bit hurtful.
Yeah, that is a shame, Peter.
And that's
punching down me.
That's not in the spirit of Discord.
Would you like me to remember the word that you said incorrectly? You said lackadaisical earlier on.
Oh, it's lackadaisical. The word is lackadaisical.
Forgive me.
It doesn't matter.
That was very lackadaisical of me.
It was. Yeah. Peter, what have you got in your locker?
Send one to the hospital. I'm going to send one of yours to the morgue. Fort William. We've had so many emails from people and tweets. Thank you very much to everyone who got involved. Fort William beat Nairn County 5-2.
That's a great win.
Incredible.
I think it's their first win for 840 days.
I think it's a year, is there? Yeah, incredible piece of work, really.
Well, of course, if Manchester United win 5-2 against Milan, they will win the International Champions Cup. That's how impressive that result is.
Exactly. I think...
congratulations coming in from all around the world, because obviously Fort William is such a big story.
Is it
how
fair
crap
to say
are Nairn County?
Yeah.
Five goals against them.
No, Fort William have taken a load of players on loan, haven't they, from somewhere else? And that's what's made them better.
Man City.
They bothered brought some players out of
45 minutes.
That won't improve them.
Yeah.
they played last season with a load of loan players and they didn't manage to do anything. But congratulations
Peter,
to Fort William.
Is it fair to say that everyone's jumped on the Fort William bandwagon?
And were we at the vanguard? Were we at the
I don't know. I'm trying to work out.
I think we're
probably in the middle.
It's not. We just let them fly. We just let them fly. They've flown the coop.
Does the caged bird sing us sweetly? No, it doesn't.
No, it does not.
There we are, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble. We're back on Monday to kick off Football Ramble Daily. Lucky things.
Yeah, the next time you hear us, it'll be the first day of Football Ramble Daily. Get involved.
Thank you very much, Luke Moore.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pete Donaldson.
Bye bye.
Go and see Jim in Edinburgh. See you on Monday.
This was a Stakhanov production.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps to detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.